Mater Dei Radio proudly presents The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross. From the earliest roots of the Christian faith, music has played a central role in holy worship. For the next hour, let your spirit soar as we highlight selected pieces of beautiful sacred music from the rich history of the Catholic liturgy. Now, here's the host of The Glory of the Mass, Terry Ross.
Welcome to The Glory of the Mass, a weekly program devoted to beautiful sacred music performed as part of the Catholic liturgy. I'm your host, Terry Ross, and in today's program, we'll concentrate on music for the Feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross, also called the Triumph of the Cross, which occurs on Wednesday, September 14th. And we'll also offer ourselves congratulations on the fourth anniversary of the beginning of this program, The Glory of the Mass. This feast day, also called Elevation of the Cross, has been continuously celebrated for almost 1,700 years. It honors the establishment of the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem, built by the mother of the Roman Emperor Constantine, Saint Helena, who was a convert, like her son, to Christianity. Helena is said to have discovered the true cross there in AD 326, and that its legitimacy was affirmed by a miracle of curing. Her church, stationed at the end of the Via Dolorosa, or Stations of the Cross, was dedicated on September 14, AD 335, and is still standing and used for services. In these programs, we focus on the parts of the Mass that are traditionally sung by a cantor or choir. Of these, there are 10. Five of them, the proper, are on texts particular to the day of the church calendar, and five others, called the ordinary, whose texts are unchanging, are used at many different times of the church year, such as today's Mass by the preeminent 16th and 17th century Portuguese master, Manuel Cardoso, his Missa Secundi Toni, Mass on the second note of the scale. Manuel Cardoso, with Duarte Lobo and the John IV of Portugal, represented the golden age of Portuguese polyphony. The pieces called the proper are so called because the text of each is specific to the day it is sung. Today we'll hear two of these, the introit, or entrance, and the Alleluia, which comes after the second reading. And we'll also enjoy all five parts of the ordinary, the Kyrie, the Gloria, the Credo, the Sanctus, and the Agnus Dei, in the form of Manuel Cardoso's Mass Ordinary. So, let's get started with our introit, Nos Autem, which is also the introit for Holy Thursday, because both feast days deal with the cross, although in different ways. Holy Thursday with the crucifixion, and the exaltation with the cross itself as a symbol of salvation. The text from St. Paul's epistle to the Galatians is Nos Autem Gloriari. Let our glory be in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. We'll hear this as a motet by Giovanni Pierluigi da Palestrina and performed by an Italian ensemble, the Coro Città di Roma.
Oh,
That was today's introit, Nos Autem, sung in Palestrina's motet form by a Roman choir. Now we can begin Manuel Cardoso's Mass Ordinary for today with the Kyrie, the Lord Have Mercy, of his Missa Secundi Toni. This will be performed for us by the choir of Girton College, Cambridge.
Thank you.
We've heard the Kyrie of the Missa Secundi Toni by Manuel Cardoso. The Gloria of the Ordinary follows directly afterwards. So here again is the choir of Girton College, Cambridge.
Thank you.
We've been listening to the Gloria, or Greater Doxology, of Manuel Cardoso's Missa Secundi Toni. And now I'd like to introduce the first of two motets by today's featured composer, Manuel Cardoso, a 16th and 17th century Portuguese master. It's called Si Tivit Anima Mea, My Soul Thirsts for God, and it will be sung for us by the Talis Scholars. Was the first of two motets we'll hear today by our featured composer, the 16th and 17th century Portuguese master, Manuel Cardoso. Now we come to another part of the proper, the Alleluia. Its text is Te Decit Hymnus, a hymn, O God, becometh thee in Zion. We'll hear this in traditional Gregorian chant by our frequent collaborator, the Slovakian chant scholar, Marek Klein.
Alleluia.
That was today's Alleluia, a hymn, O God, becometh thee in Zion. Next up in the order of the Mass comes the Credo, or Nicene Creed. Here again is the choir of Girton College with Cardoso's Mass setting.
Thank you.
We've heard the Credo from Manuel Cardoso's Missa Secundi Toni. Now we'll continue with our Mass Ordinary and the Sanctus, or Holy, Holy, Holy. Again, it's Cardoso's Mass in the choir of Girton College, Cambridge. We've heard Manuel Cardoso's setting of the Sanctus from his Missa Secundi Toni. The final movement of the Mass Ordinary is the Agnus Dei, or Lamb of God. Here's Cardoso's setting from his Missa Secundi Toni.
Mm-hmm.
That was the Agnus Dei of Manuel Cardoso's Mass Ordinary. And that leaves us with time for a second motet by our composer of the day, Manuel Cardoso, called Ne Recorderis, Remember Not My Sins, O Lord. This chant is sung for us by the Studium Chorale, a group from the Netherlands.
Oh.
That was Manuel Cardoso's penitential motet, Remember Not My Sins, O Lord. And I'm afraid that brings an end to today's program of the Glory of the Mass. I hope you've enjoyed the chant, the motets, and Manuel Cardoso's Mass Ordinary for the Feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross. And I hope you'll tune in next weekend, Saturday at 4 or Sunday at 2, as we celebrate the 24th Sunday in Ordinary Time. You can listen again to this program or to any of our programs in this series and see our playlists by visiting our website at materdeiradio.com. That's materdei radio.com. Once there, click on the programming menu and choose the Glory of the Mass 210. As always, we welcome your comments and suggestions. You may email us at info@materdeiradio.com. The Glory of the Mass is produced by Patrick Ryan for Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon. I'm your host, Terry Ross, wishing you a relaxing Sabbath afternoon and a happy Grandparents' Day on Sunday the 10th.
This has been The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross, a weekly examination of the beautiful music of the sacred liturgy of the Catholic Church. For more information about this program, including a playlist from today's show, visit The Glory of the Mass online at materdeiradio.com. The Glory of the Mass is produced at the studios of Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon.